Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As you've probably noticed, AI continues to make inroads into our everyday activities. Our next guest has decided to use AI to make those automated telephone answering services more efficient and customer-friendly for the hospitality industry. Margaret Seeley is founder of Lulu AI, and she joins us now by phone from her company's headquarters in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Margaret, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
So tell us about your company and how it all got started.
Yes. So my latest venture is called Lulu AI, L-O-U-L-O-U. And it's really inspired because of my deep experience in hospitality. I mean, I've worked every position from, I like to say, behind the bar to the boardroom, you know, as an owner operator on corporate teams and all different capacities of hospitality. And I love the industry. And so I saw what was being developed around voice AI specifically is where we began, and, you know, how that was, you know, sort of creating efficiencies, and thought how relevant that would be to help solve some of the real challenges that we have in hospitality, which, you know, staffing for one is been an issue for forever and is not going away. And so, how, you know, it was something that I saw as an opportunity to help lift some of the burden from existing staff, and then to create something that would also work, that would be guest facing in a way you would expect from hospitality.
Well, walk us through exactly how it works. It's a telephone answering type of service, right?
We do voice and we also do SMS. We can do email as well. But so essentially, if you were Mike calling up, you know, your favorite restaurant to say that you wanted to, I don't know, find out about specials for the evening, or ask about parking, or ask about making a reservation. Oftentimes restaurants, you know, in their off hours don't have somebody to answer the phone. And even when they do, when they are during operating hours, they don't always have staff dedicated just for that. And so this is a solution that answers and sounds very human-like, that is informed, that has all the information around the restaurant itself, the menus, the allergens, the parking, basically anything that you would ask someone answering the phone. If it was a human, you're able to build into what's called a knowledge base that is part of the AI. And so then it has a conversation. It's not a press one, then get this answer. It's not scripted. It's really having a conversation, which is different in this evolving technology than what you might have heard in the past. And it also does text messages. So if you called and asked for it to send you a copy of the menu, it could text it right to your phone, or it could text you a link to OpenTable or Resy to make a reservation. Or, you know, there's lots you can do with text messaging. You can also just text it directly if you didn't want to actually talk to anybody on a phone call. So there's a lot of versatility, and, you know, we customize it somewhat to what, you know, the challenges are in the workflows of these establishments.
And so is it out there now? Is it being used by the hospitality industry? Is it a finished product, in other words?
Oh, it'll never be a finished product. I think that's the beauty of tech. It's constantly evolving. And so we'll constantly evolve the product as more things become available for us. But yes, it's actually live in the field and up and operating in several different establishments as we speak.
And surely you have competition, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody wants to get into the AI game right now. So I think there's a lot of people out there that are doing different variations, but there's so many different things that, you know, that AI can do. There's a lot of space. And I think, you know, what we see as a differentiator for us is that we are true hospitality people building for hospitality solutions. We're not necessarily tech people building for hospitality, which is great. My business partner, Don Span, has a deep hospitality background as well. Hers is more specific to spa and hotel. And so between the two of us, we've really worked in a lot of different facets of the industry and understand the issues, and therefore are able to build solutions that really work for what's, you know, really happening.
And now I have to ask you about the name Lulu, L-O-U-L-O-U. Is that a family member?
It is a family member, actually. It's a furry family member. It's my French bulldog, Lulu. So, you know, I really wanted the brand to have a personified feeling, because I think, you know, with tech, it can feel very impersonal and robot-y. And so, you know, starting to build that layer of the brand from a place of love, one of my favorite, you know, fur beings.
Well, Margaret, very interesting. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Margaret Seely is founder of Lulu AI, and she joined us by phone from the company's headquarters in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.